I know I'm missing Mary, and I want to send my condolences out to her. I hope her dad's okay, and that everything's going to be okay. And those are always tough times when people have things that go down in their family. So I want to give her my best. Obviously, it's another week for us. We got another good opponent coming in here, the San Diego Chargers, Philip Rivers, who I'm very familiar with from my time being out on the West Coast. What a tremendous player. Good football team. They have a lot of good players throughout their team. So it's going to be another challenge here at home. What I'm most excited about is we get to play at home. You know, we're back here. Our last opportunity to play in front of our fans. And I hope they all come out and support our team in front of the dog pound, everybody. So it's a big game. It's a big game for us. We get a chance again to go out and find a way to get better, play better, opportunity to win a game. And that's what we're trying to do. And we understand the opponent. They're a good team. They know how to rush the passer. Got two tremendous pass rushers, one being Joey Bosa, who I know you're all familiar with, and Melvin Ingram. They're as good as they are in the National Football League. So, again, we got our work cut out for us, and we understand that. But I think our guys are excited to play. We had a good first day. We kind of tempoed it back a little bit. But also got some real quality work done. So tomorrow we'll go out there and pick it up and practice like we're supposed to and get ready for this game. But I think our guys are excited. You know, we turned the page on last week, moved that behind us. We needed to. But we had to deal with what we saw, and we were able to do that as well. And we're going to continue to push to get better. And I think the guys are excited about that too. So, it's just – you know, it's another opportunity for this team to get better, to play together as a team, and go out there and see if we can put a full game together and go get a win. Yes, he was. Mm-hmm. Good. Ran around, caught the ball well. You know, which amazes me. You know, these fingers are tricky, you know, but I know he's taped up and practicing, did a good job. Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, if I know Terrell, he wants to be out there. So I don't think he's would do anything to miss if he can help it. So he'll be out there.
What's it say about him? I know you said about the rest, a lot of your guys, but the fact that where you are with the record and yet they still want to come out and play.
Hey, I told you this is a tremendous group. You know, I don't think anybody, have said, okay, we're not going to be out there and not want to be out there. And like you say, guys have some excuses where they could use them, where they couldn't be out there. But I haven't seen anybody do that. I don't think that's what's important. I think what's important is playing with your teammates and finishing this thing the right way and getting better and taking these opportunities to continue to grow as a team. And I think that's what all of our players are doing.
Have you been around players that have kind of packed it in at this
Absolutely,
time of year?
I have. I know what they look like, feel like, act like, all of it. I've seen it. And I haven't seen that in this group.
So what do you think the difference is between those? Is it you?
I'm not going to – no, I don't. I never take that credit.
A lot of people on this team will say it is you.
Well, I would say it's them. I think it's Joe Thomas and Joe Hayden and the rest of the leaders of the team. You know, I think they've done a good job of saying we're going to do this the right way. You know, but there's a lot of things we haven't done right on the field, but there's a lot of things off the field we've done right. I'm not going to take – a lot of pride in that, because at the end of the day, this is about wins and losses. But we got to learn how to win off the field before we can ever win on it. And I think we're doing that. We're learning those battles and what you got to do and how you got to prepare. Now we got to start winning some of these battles on the field.
Yeah, did you say you were indoors just because it was a light practice today? Is that
no, we were indoors because I couldn't get all the snow off the freaking field. Being very honest with you, and it does. I mean, it's something that I've talked to everybody within our organization about. We need to be outside, you know, and when it snows here, it's different. I mean, they can't get all the ice off, you know, and I did. I walked out the other day and walked on the field, and it was rock hard, but we got to find a way. This is an advantage for us, you know, and this time of year, hopefully in the future, when we're preparing for to keep playing, to earn a 17th game, we need to be outside because we're going to play in those kind of elements. So it's something I talked to Sashi about today that we need to correct because we need to be outside, not indoor. We're outdoor team. You know, we're not an indoor team.
They got all this equipment. What's the problem?
Well, we have the equipment, but I think getting it off because it turns into ice real quickly, you know. So we got to either put something under the grass or come up with a different surface, to be very honest with you, Tony, or something. But it is disappointing. I want to be outside, and that's what I've told our upper management. And I'm sure we'll get it corrected and get it fixed because we do need to be outdoors.
Robert, it looks like the last two games, he's missed some throws underneath that would seem like easy throws for him to make. What do you see in there that is preventing him from doing that?
Well, I probably know of a couple that you're mentioning, and that's just communication. One time it was with Duke. You know, Duke was chipping a guy, and Robert thought he was going to be in one spot, and Duke thought he needed to run to the other spot. That's just, you know, body language and understanding where guys are going to be and Duke being in the right spot. So those I get. You know, there are some others that you're right. He needs to make sure that he has pinpoint accuracy and get the ball to him. And so he gets that. And so that's something he's worked on. And again, like I said, there was an uptick in performance last week. And I expect, you know, that we'll keep growing that way because he needs to.
You said yesterday about obviously he's going to start, but mm-hmm. you want to hesitate to turn to Cody. How has Robert kind of responded to that?
He understands. You know, I'm very honest with our players. You know, I think you have to be. And I think guys appreciate that, you know, that, hey, this could happen if I'm not – this team's not moving and playing the way we want to play on offense. And I think that's only fair, you know. So he was great. He was great. Cody was great. I think these guys understand. I think as long as you're honest with players and tell them what you expect and what you want them to accomplish, that's what they set out to do. So – each guy from Robert to Cody to anybody I've ever dealt with that way, they've always been good.
Realistically, I mean, how long the leash could you give him?
That's my decision. I don't. We got to play the game and get into the game, and then I got to have a feel for that. So I will.
Coach, you mentioned Bosa being one as good a pass rusher as there is. What really makes him stand out? Just what makes him dominant already?
He has hand quickness, his initial quickness, and he's relentless. You know, he's relentless to the ball. And he's to me, he's a little further along than some early NFL guys who don't know how to dip and rip and do those things. I just think he does it naturally. Some guys have a skill that they know how to do certain things, and he's one of those guys.
You guys trade down. We all look at the quarterback, but – was passing on him tough? I mean, was that part of the...
It's always tough when you don't have good players. I mean, he's a tremendous player. But, again, I don't, you know, for us to look back on where we were then, you know, really doesn't matter now. He's at San Diego, and we got to block him. But he's a tremendous football player, and I think we all know that. You know, I mean, he's had a great career at Ohio State, and he's starting right in the National Football League.
Did the Pro Bowl announcements come out tonight? Do you have – how many guys – or who do you think from your team deserves to be on there? And I would think Joe Thomas would be the one that jumps to the
– Yeah,
the
I hope Joe deserves it, you know, for what he does and the way he plays. And I hope Danny Shelton gets an opportunity, you know. And probably the most improved player on our team, in my opinion, is Kirko. You know, I think what he's done this year has been outstanding. Obviously Joe's very deserving. I think he's still one of the best left tackles in the league. And I hope Danny Shelton gets that honor too because he's on some really good things. He really has.
Joe makes it. He'll set a Browns record with 10.
All right. Yeah. Something to get excited about, huh? That'd be fun.
I mean, Jim Brown and Lou Groza have 9. Joe has 9, so he would take first.
Wow.
I mean, just when you hear that, what does it mean?
It's to me, if I know Joe, it'll be something he likes to share with his teammates because he knows he can't do it by himself, even though it's an individual award. But to me, for him, he that's who he is. You know, Joe's a warrior, man. He's unbelievable. I keep saying that to you guys, and I know you guys know him pretty well, but not just as a football player, but as a person. And but he battles. You know, he goes out there, he gives you everything he has, and he wants to win. And the thing I've been most admired by him this year is what he's done in that locker room. You know, this team is still together because of him. And what he brings to that locker room each and every week, after games, before games, and all that. And that's, you know, the guy that's been here that long, the leadership that he displays, that's what you got to have. And that's what he's doing. He's leading this group and helping this group fight through a very tough time. And without him, this wouldn't be this way. I promise you that.
exhibiting this leadership that you're talking about, is that ramped up as the season's gone on and it's become such a difficult season to kind of climb out of this hole?
Oh, yeah. I think Joe's, well, he's been in it from the start with me. You know, I can't speak to the past, but he's led ever since I've been here. And I think he's taken it to another level because I think he knows that's what's needed in a time like this. You know, everybody can scurry away and nobody wants to be a part of this situation. You know, not him. He's out front. Don't run from it. Takes it dead on and, you know, and asked our players to do the same. And we do. I mean, we've earned everything we have and we got to do better by it. And the only way we're going, the only people going to change it is us. Nobody else is going to change it. So he knows he's a part of that. You know, and I appreciate that because it's not fair. I told you guys that the other day. It's not fair, these guys. I mean, we got to find a way to win, and they got to find a way to win. We all do. So it's not fair to anybody involved. So that's just part of it.
Good.
Thank you.